could do not to break into Vikings and beekeepers. Vikings and beekeepers. And we'll explain why Kirk has picked that battle cry music as he girds his loins for battle in a moment here.
Girds his loins on the air?
First, we want to thank our radio host, Del Radio 92.7, the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Use their Devil Radio app to catch the show anytime. The podcast version is in all the usual podcast places, including upnorthpodcast.com. The video version, where you would have seen wonderful interpretive dance to this tune from Kristen and Kirk, can be found on the Facebook page of Kirk's Minocqua Brewing Company and on YouTube. You can find my daily work over at upnorthnewswi.com and sign up for our daily newsletter over there. And it's not just that we do news, daily news over there, but I also want to say about once a month or so, I mean, our readers send in so many gorgeous pictures from around Wisconsin, a different photo every day in the newsletter. And then at the end of the month, I try to assemble it into an album to put on Facebook and on Instagram. So look for that in the next couple of days, because you guys send in amazing photos and we are very thankful for that. Now here comes Kirk to tell us again about putting on his Viking horns and running into battle, or dressing up as Kirk Gibson and Braveheart, or whatever it is.
So, Pat, in a past life, I was an opera singer. I've seen the entire Ring cycle from Wagner. This is the Ride of the Valkyries. It's probably the hardest trombone piece in the history of trombones. That's what they have to audition with when they get into a symphony orchestra. But the whole point of that scene was you have all these warrior women that are like descending, flying in from all corners of the earth because they have to protect their homeland because it's being attacked. And so I couldn't think of a better song than The Ride of the Valkyries, because women are now going to turn ferocious because of what just happened to them. And so, you know, I was thinking, you know, the Republicans, you know, in 2000, you know, this next election in November, I can't imagine, like, if you're a suburban woman Republican, you know, who voted against Trump, you know, because you're like, I can't stand this guy, he's so misogynistic. But you're like, yeah, but now the Democrats haven't done a whole lot because, you know, we can't break the filibuster. They're like, maybe I go back Republican again. Or maybe because, you know, inflation's high and I don't like how things are going, you go back Republican again. This just happened. And I have to believe that this is the battle cry. This is the whole point of our show, the battle cry for people. Happened with Roe v. Wade being overturned, and this is going to change politics in all of America, and especially Wisconsin.
Yeah, well,
Kristen, what do you think?
I think you've girded your loins a little bit there while Pat's been scrapbooking pictures. But I think the most important thing that we can do as women in Wisconsin is just take a look at what's happening from a really pure perspective and set aside what we've thought historically. Republicans, Democrats, all of that's out the window because there's so much at stake right now. So my plea to women in this country, especially in Wisconsin, because we hold our political parties pretty closely, like we hold our religion pretty closely. You know, I was born Catholic. I still feel Catholic. I don't really practice Catholicism, but I'll tell people I'm Catholic because that's what my people are. And that's how I was about being a Republican for a long time. But you got to let that go and look what is really happening. And I think we have to vote Democrat. I mean, we've all got to get out there, not doors, talk to each other, because the Republicans in mass are on the wrong side of this. We can start squabbling about taxes and all that stuff later on, but right now there is way too much at stake. It is truly our democracy. We've got to vote Democrat. A couple other things we can do: donate to abortion funds in Wisconsin, help out Minnesota and Illinois. They are absorbing all of the influx that's coming out of Wisconsin. And also keep in mind, this is Pride Month, it's still June. So let's get out there and, you know, just appreciate each other for who we are, love our neighbors, and just do some good, build some community in the world.
But before the appreciation that came with Pride Month came the fight, came the battle. This marks the month when homosexuals in New York City had enough of police raids and criminal charges. These otherwise peaceful folks rose up, made noise, made their case, won over people, and won the rights they'd been denied. And it wouldn't have happened without that fight that we all should be doing next.
That's right.
Thank you, Kirk. Thank you, Kristen. We are off next week for an extended holiday. We'll see you back up here at the cabin soon.